Alliance collapsed back into stars, and Kardas keyed for a full sensor scan, and jerked as a salvo of blaster shots sizzled past the canopy. Kento barked a short expletive.
What the frizz?
He followed us, Maris said, sounding stunned.
And he's got the range,
Kento snarled, as he threw the bargain hunter into another series of stomach-twisting evasive maneuvers.
Kardas, get us out of here! Trying!
Kardas called back, fighting to read the computer displays as they bounced and wobbled in front of his eyes. There was no way it was going to calculate the next jump before even Kento's luck ran out, and the fuming hut back there finally connected. But if Kardas couldn't find a place for them to go, maybe he could find all the places for them not to go. The sky directly ahead was full of stars, but there was plenty of empty black between them. Picking the biggest of the gaps, he punched the vector into the computer.
Try this one,
he called, keying it to Kento.
What do you mean, try?
Maris asked. The freighter rocked, as a pair of shots caught it squarely on the aft deflector.
Never mind,
Kento said, before Kardas could answer. He punched the board, and once again, the star lines lanced out and faded into the blotchy hyperspace sky. Maris exhaled in a huff. That was too close.
Okay, so maybe he is mad at us,
Kento conceded.
Now, like Maris said, kid, what do you mean, try this one?
I didn't have time to calculate a proper jump, Kardas explained. So I just aimed us into an empty spot with no stars.
Kento swiveled around.
You mean an empty spot with no visible stars?
He asked ominously.
An empty spot with no collapsed stars, or pre-star dark masses, or something hidden behind dust clouds? That kind of empty spot?
He waved a hand toward the canopy,
and out toward the unknown regions on top of it.
We don't have enough data in that direction for him to have done a proper calculation anyway, Maris said, coming unexpectedly to Kardas's defense.
That's not the point,
Kento insisted.
No, the point is that he got us away from Proga, Maris said. I think that deserves at least a thank you.
Kento rolled his eyes.
Thank you, he said. Such thanks to be rescinded if and when we'd run through a star you didn't see, of course.
I think it's more likely the hyperdrive will blow up first,
Kardas warned.
Remember that nullifier problem I told you about? I think it's getting...
He was cut off by a wailing sound from beneath them, and with a lurch, the bargain hunter leapt forward like a jiffa on a scent.
Running hot!
Kento shouted, spinning back to his board.
Maris! Shut her down!
Trying!
Maris called back over the wailing as her fingers danced across her board.
Control lines are looping! Can't get a signal through!
It took Kento over 4 hours to find a way to shut down the runaway hyperdrive without slagging it. During that time, Kardas offered his help 3 times, and Maris offered hers 2x. All the offers were summarily refused. Sometime during the first hour, as near as Kardas could figure from the readings tumbling across the displays, they left the relatively well-known territory of the Outer Rim, passing into a shallow section of the far less well-known territory known as Wild Space. Sometime early in the fourth hour, they left even that behind and crossed the hazy line into the unknown regions. At which point, where they were, or what exactly they were flying into, was anyone's guess. But at last the wailing faded away, and a few minutes later, the hyperspace sky collapsed into star lines and then into stars.
Maris!
Kento's voice called from the comm panel.
We're out, she confirmed. Running a location check now.
I'll be right there,
Kento said.
Wherever we are, we're a long way from home,
Kardas murmured. The computer was still sifting data when Kento reappeared on the bridge. Kardas had made sure to be back at his own station by then.
Nice cluster,
the big man commented as he dropped into his seat.
Any systems nearby?
Closest one's about 1/4 light year directly ahead, Maris said, pointing.
Kento grunted and punched.